The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Time to talk sports with Touchdown Tony Collins. Tony spent 8 seasons in the NFL and now encourages high school kids to believe in their dreams as he tours the country to educate them about the college recruiting process, its sports, guests, and positive words. Now, here is Tony Collins along with co-host Bill Mattis.
Welcome to the show again. It is Wednesday, December 19th. Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins, and I am your co-host Bill Mattis, and Mr. Collins is with us this week.
I'm back. It's good to be back. How you been doing, Bill?
Oh, I've been doing great. And last week we missed you. We missed you greatly, but we were able to put out
working,
a pretty good show.
I was working real hard.
Yeah, Bill. Tell me about what you were doing. You were up in New England, was it, or whereabouts?
I went to the Monday night game against Houston and New England, and it was a great game for all Patriot fans, and I loved it and got a chance to see some of the my former players, Roland James and Ronnie LaPette and a lot of other guys. Just had a great time hanging out with them. Signed some autographs. And I visited some schools last week. I actually visited 5 schools last week and had just a great time. I was in New Bedford at New Bedford High School. Bedford High School is a very big high school, and got a chance to speak to the students there. A couple of middle schools in New Bedford. I think it was Roosevelt and another middle school in New Bedford. Just had a great time. I visited Foxborough High School as well, and then I got a chance to visit a great school, Weatherby School up in Lawrence. So very, very busy. A lot of things got done, and I'm excited about this week. Going to have another book signing in Greenville, North Carolina at Barnes & Noble's coming up in January 5th. So I've been staying busy. How about you, man?
Same thing. I mean, we've been all over the place here making the stretch run to Christmas, and, you know, we're trying to put a lot of appearances together for January and February. You know, the Super Bowl is a big weekend for appearances, and so our business has been kind of busy, and our phone's been ringing quite a bit, which is a good thing. Sure. So should I even ask if you listened to last week's show or what?
Come on, man. Why you even ask that? You know I did. I mean, you always do better when I'm not on the show. Why is that?
I guess I'm just going to let you figure that one out. Let's just go from there. All right. So one of the things I did pull out of last week's show was I did the calculation all by myself that if you took 7 days a week and multiply it times 24 hours, you come up with 168 hours in a week. And all we're asking, Tone, all we're asking is for one of those hours. And we need you guys to keep listening to our show and let us know how we're doing and tell everybody about the show, because for us to continue, we're going to need listeners. So we really appreciate you tuning in today. So, yeah, we're coming here on the home stretch for Christmas. Tone, big plans at all? Anything? You traveling?
Bill, we didn't get a chance, and I think we should just want to think about those kids, this tragedy that happened last week in Newtown, Connecticut, and just, you know, your heart goes out to those families, and just a terrible thing that could ever happen. You just think about, you never think about something like that happening. So just want to just give our regards to those people down there and know that we're believing for you and hoping that things can work out. You know, just a tragedy situation. I just don't understand sometimes, but anyway, Christmas is coming up, and I dress up as Santa Claus every Christmas for my grandkids. I have 5 grandkids. A couple of my daughters are going to be coming home for Christmas, and we just have a great time opening up presents on Christmas morning. So I'm going to be home Christmas morning with my family and just having a great grand time. How about you?
Well, we have Emma here today, and we have Emma for the next 3 days during the day, and so she's going to be here a lot the next couple – next 4 days, I guess it is. And I'm sure she'll come over on Christmas Day. And yeah, everybody's, we haven't gotten our tree yet though. We're getting a little late here. I got to go out and get it tonight, I think. What's that?
How old is Emma?
Emma turned 1, about 2 months ago.
Okay.
So she's just now getting the whole Christmas thing. So it's a lot of fun. She's a good kid. All right. Well, I want to make sure everybody is aware that, you know, we are going to be here the day after Christmas on December 26th. There is going to be the Touchdown Tony Collins Christmas show. And maybe Tony and I will sing some carols. We'll, you know, drink some eggnog and have some fun with Dee. I'm sure Dee can come on and sing some songs with us. So make sure that you're tuning in for our Christmas Christmas issue. And then, then next January 2nd, the day after New Year's, we'll be here again. And I'm sure we'll have lots of college football to talk about. And, you know, that's also coming in on the last week of the, last week of the regular season for the NFL too. So
any New Year's resolutions, for you this year, Bill?
Nah, you know, I never do that, but, I may have to find a couple just so I can put something out there. So yeah, I'll have to work on that. Hey, we were talking a little bit at the break before we came on about, fantasy football. Many people are going into their championship week this week, and Tony, you talked about your team, I guess, during the season, and I just wanted to check in and see if you are part of this championship game this week.
No, I am not part of the championship game this week. We started out real slow. We actually started out 1-5, man, and we tried to get back in the playoffs. I was one game out of the playoffs. Finished up. I think it was 8-7 or something like that. No, it was 8-8, whatever. But I was one game out of the playoffs, so I didn't get a chance to make. It was my first year playing fantasy football. I kind of like it. It was a lot of fun. You know, putting your team together and seeing what they can do. But I did not. Did you make the playoffs this year?
Well, when you play 4 leagues, you better make it at least in one of them. And I was horrible in 2 of them. And I was pretty good in the other 2. In fact, got knocked out in the first round of the playoffs in the 1 league, which I don't know how it happened, but I had the strongest team during the course of the regular season and got knocked out first week of the playoffs. And then the other league, which is actually a league that I run, believe it or not, I'm in the championship. That's right.
Oh.
And my competitor, you ready for this? My competitor is a guy named Dave Rankin. And Dave, I've known since he was 14 years old. He used to work in a store that I used to run called Dollar Bills Baseball Cards way back in the day. Dave's now like 35 years old, something like that. He's an investment analyst. At the time, he was in high school. And so it's sort of like the teacher and the pupil now bumping heads here this weekend in our championship. So
Gotcha.
So how about that NFL, huh? 2 weeks left, and last week, man, I'll tell you what, we saw some pretty interesting games last week.
Real interesting games. You know, the San Francisco New England game was, you know, a game that I thought New England was going to play very well in. They started out really slow in the first half. Some turnovers. San Francisco capitalized on the turnovers and got a big lead. I think it was 31-3 at one time.
Something like that. I mean, I was checking in on the game.
They made a 28-point deficit, I think it was, in the third or maybe in the fourth quarter, and came back to tie the game up. And I stayed up, and I was watching the game, and I was just so excited when they came back. And then the very next the kickoff, and, the, you know, San Francisco gets great field position. And the very next play, quarterback throws the ball and touchdown. I mean, it was just and you know – New England got the ball back and couldn't do anything with it. You know, it was a great comeback, but you know, I thought they didn't play as well as I know they which they could have in the first half. And San Francisco capitalized on it. San Francisco is a good football team. They got a good, great defense. Now the Green Bay Chicago game. I mean, that was another big game last week in Green Bay. I like Green Bay, man. They're playing good ball at the end. So you got to watch out for them, coming out of the NFC as well.
Yeah. And Chicago's just going down the tubes. Yeah. Like tomorrow.
Yeah. Chicago, man. They started out like game busters in the beginning, man. And it just fizzled at the end. I don't know what's going on with that.
I've got some friends who are Bears fans, and they're like scratching their head about what's going on with the defense, and you know, because that was their strong point. And right. You know, I can't say it enough about the NFL and college football for that matter too. Your offense can be great, but your defense has to be out there and be able to make stops. And, you know, the longer they're on the field for the drives, it just takes so much out of them. It becomes a roller coaster type of situation where, you can't get off the field. You're in big trouble. And, we want to go back to that New England game. You know, San Francisco is a team where you've seen one side of the team and you've seen the other side of the team all season, where every once in a while they'll throw up a really bad game. You're going, wow, how did they lose that game? And you saw it. All in one night with the New England game. The first half, they were fantastic. The second half, they were horrible. And, it's really a wacky season in the NFL. And I'm really looking forward to this playoff because, there's some other impressive teams that have been putting up really great, performances. How about Seattle? They hung another 50 on somebody.
What? I'm going to tell you, I think Seattle's going to beat San Francisco. I mean, Seattle is just playing just outstanding ball. Russell, the quarterback, it's going to be a toss-up. I mean, they got three rookie quarterbacks, and all three of them could get rookie of the year with Russell, and you got RG3, and you got the kid from the Colts, Luck. I mean, it's just incredible. But Seattle's defense is good in Seattle. See, that's another thing about Seattle. They have a really good defense, and so got to watch out for them coming out. No one wants to play Seattle. I'm gonna tell you right now. If they get into the playoffs, as a matter of fact, I think they're already in the playoffs. So, and then you got Atlanta.
Which team shows up there either, right? I mean,
I know, but they've been playing good ball. They played good ball last week, and
they crushed the Giants, right?
I don't know what's going on with the Giants, man, but yeah. I'm going to tell you what. If the Giants sneak in the playoffs, you got to keep an eye on them because that's what they do. You know, that's exactly what they do. It's incredible. So
you mentioned RG3. He's out for the moment. I don't know if he's playing this week or not, but Washington has done a great job, and they've turned that whole NFC East into a road.
I mean, yeah. Who knows who's going to win that division? You got Washington, Dallas, and you got the Giants. So it's up in the air right now. I mean, I think Washington has the better chance to win it with the schedule of the last two games they got. They got Philadelphia next week. You know they're going to beat Philadelphia. I don't think RG3 even has to play next week in order for them to beat Philly. So I think that'll give them a chance to rest up a little bit and get prepared for the playoffs. But I just can't see Philly beating Washington, even with the backup quarterback. So,
right, and Dallas has to play New Orleans, and New Orleans put a big time hurting on Tampa Bay last week.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing, Dallas is you just don't know what you're going to get with Dallas, man. So, I don't think they're going to make it. I don't think they're going to be able to make the playoffs. I don't think they're going to pull it off. So we'll see what happens with that.
So you're picking Washington to come out of the East.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking. I think they're going to win their division. And if they win their division, they get a bye. Is that how that goes?
They get a seeding above the wild card. They don't get a bye. They'd have to be the top two records of the conference. Of the division winners, they'd have to have one of the top two.
Right. So they'll end up playing a wild card game. So
they would play at home too. So whoever plays that, the first round. All right. Well, I wouldn't be shocked if all three of those teams lost again this week. I mean, that's just the way the NFC East has worked. Washington could go to Philly and lose. I know you're saying they couldn't. The Giants could go to Baltimore and lose. That's for sure. And that Dallas could be beaten by New Orleans. So it's a real wacky NFC East, to say the least.
Yeah. Mm. And now if you look at the AFC, you got the Colts that definitely can make the playoffs and do well in the playoffs. I think that's a team that nobody wants to play. And now you got Cincinnati. Cincinnati plays Pittsburgh next week. Pittsburgh has to win, and they need help. And so
we're going to talk about those matchups when we come back. We're going to take a short break, and we got more NFL when we get back. Stay with us.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional. Take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
When it comes to youth and high school football, listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins. If you have a question or comment about our program or about the Tony Collins Foundation, please send an email to tony.collins@allstarincagency.com. That's tony.collins@allstarincagency.com. Now, back to the show.
And we're back for our second segment today. And Tony, you know, some of the biggest news to hit the nation, I was extremely excited to hear that the McRib is back at McDonald's.
The McRib.
I am telling you, the McRib is the greatest sandwich ever. And of course, all my friends give me a lot of crap about it. I get people sending me stuff. Yeah, they send me like the ingredients. They talk about all the different things that go into a McRib and all the stories behind it. I'm just happy it's back. It's back.
Okay.
Aren't you excited?
Not really. I really never got into the, and I like ribs, but I just never did get into the McRib from McDonald's.
Yeah, you just can't think about it. Just go ahead and eat it. It's good.
Yeah, right.
All right. So I'm looking here at these standings. And, let's try to figure out who's going to make the playoffs. Now, you're saying in the NFC East, you're picking Washington to come through because of the schedule. And I think I have to agree with you because Dallas and the Giants have much tougher games this week. And, for them to, obviously, they got to win. Well, you know what? There is still a wild card possibility for whoever comes, but they're going to have to win the next two games to make that happen too.
And you got, you know, you got for sure, you got San Francisco, you know they're in the playoffs. You got Green Bay, you know they're in. You got Atlanta, you know they're in. And so now you got Minnesota sitting on the outside. You got the Washington Redskins. They got a chance to win their division. You got Dallas. You got the Giants. And it's just so many teams have an opportunity. Seattle's there. It's just like you just never know what's going to happen. But I'm thinking – that can make it all the way to the Super Bowl from the NFC. I'm going with Green Bay, man. I like they're playing good ball right now, and I think their defense is healthy, and I think they'll come out of the NFC and make it to the playoffs. That's just my opinion, so I don't know.
Well, they're going to have to do it from unless Atlanta gets knocked out. Atlanta's going to probably have the best record in the NFC. So right. They're going to have home field advantage. So Green Bay would have to go to Atlanta and beat them there. Yeah. And they could do it. I agree with you. But I do think San Francisco is still big time in the mix. I really do like San Francisco. And I'm wavering off of my pick of Atlanta to win the NFC. I think it's going to be either Atlanta or San Francisco. But yeah. I think the Green Bay running game is going to come back to haunt them.
Yeah,
over in the AFC, you know, you've got New England, who's a lock in the East, and you've got Houston, who's a lock in the South, and you've got Denver, who's a lock in the West. The only race that's still up for grabs is the North, and that's Baltimore and Cincinnati, really, are the two teams that have a shot at winning the division. I guess Pittsburgh might have a mathematical chance, but I don't know.
Yeah.
But I see Baltimore winning this week against the Giants, and I see Cincinnati having to travel to Pittsburgh. That Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game, you know, pretty much says who's going to get in the playoffs and who's not. Because if Pittsburgh loses, they're pretty much out.
They're out, yeah. They're out.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't think Pittsburgh can beat Cincinnati right now. I really don't. Cincinnati's, I think they won about five in a row, four in a row at least right now.
Well, they lost that Dallas game.
Right.
Dallas
beat them in Cincinnati two weeks ago. That is right. I forgot about that. But they've got a good team, man. I think Cincinnati will come into Pittsburgh and beat them in Pittsburgh. So,
if they do, then that pretty much closes it out, because Indy's the other wild card, and then Cincinnati joins the club, and they're in. And if they don't, and if Pittsburgh manages to win that game, and that means Pittsburgh goes to 8-7, Cincy goes to 8-7, and you have a bunch of teams, well, two or three teams that could go to at seven wins and maybe get within a game. So I don't know. I think it is going to be Cincinnati, though. I think I'm with you.
So who do you think is coming out of the AFC to the Super Bowl?
Well, I know you want me to say New England, but I'm still – I think New England's defense was
exposed by San Fran. I want you to say New England?
Yeah, you want me to say New England. I can't do it. I'm still going to go with Houston. I still think Houston.
Are you kidding me, man?
No, I'm not kidding you.
The hurting we put on Houston a couple weeks ago.
See if you can do it down in Houston, okay? Let's see if you can take everybody down to Houston.
Man.
You know, put that same type of performance on the field in their place. Now, Denver.
I'm more worried about Denver than anybody.
Denver in the second round. If it all held true, if the division leaders beat the wild cards and you had the division leaders that were still left alone, it would be Houston playing Baltimore in the second round, and you'd have New England playing Denver, and it would be at Denver.
Right.
So you better be scared of Denver. You're going to see him, I think.
You're probably right. You're probably right. Denver is just – and, you know, that what a great story that would be if they made it to the Super Bowl. Peyton Manning, just incredible comeback. And he'll definitely get comeback player of the year. And who knows what else – whatever other awards he's going to get for the great performance he played. I mean, you just got to – tip your hat to them, man. So
you know that they've won 9 games in a row now? They were 2-3 after week 5, I guess, and now they're 11-3. They've won 9 games in a row.
Incredible, man. They got a great defense too, and that's the thing that helps them a lot is their defense, getting turnovers and getting Manning in good field position, where, you know, if you get Manning in field position, he's gonna hurt you. He's gonna hurt you really bad. So I'm afraid of Denver. I'm not even worried about Houston. So we got to get past Denver, and I think that's gonna be the game. And what a game that would be with, you know, Peyton Manning and Tom Brady going at it again.
Yeah, I mean that whole weekend would be real great. And then the following game, obviously the championship game, would be real good too. I'm going to stick with my same. I said it before the season. I picked Houston and Atlanta to win it all, and they both came up with the best record. So I guess I did something right. I still think those two are going to be.
Packers had the best record last year too. And what happened?
Oh, I know. I'm still sitting here going, how did Green Bay lose last year? I mean, they were just – you could have almost penciled them in for the Super Bowl win, and they got beat. I still can't figure it out. The Giants, they continue to surprise you in that kind of situation. Hey, you know what? Tony, I want to jump ahead to something else we have on our summary for our second segment – I'm sorry, for our third segment, but I want to bring it up right now. My daughter here in Philadelphia. She goes to Widener University, and I just want to throw out there that she just got a 3.7 this semester, and she is on the dean's list, and she's a softball pitcher for the team, and she's going into her senior year. Also at Widener University this season was their football head coach, a guy named Isaac Collins.
My nephew.
Your nephew.
Absolutely.
And Isaac took the Widener team to the Division III playoffs, and I think his record over 3 years of being here and at Widener was like 25-8. And Widener, by the way, for those of you who don't know, is most famous for Billy White Shoes Johnson, who is going to be a future guest on our show. He's a client of All Star Inc., and he's already talked about coming on the show to talk with you, Tone. You know Billy White Shoes pretty well.
I sure do.
Yeah. Well, Isaac, I guess, he pretty much turned that program around. They had some rough years, and they were struggling. And he came in, and I think he went like 25-8 over 3 years. And he just took another job at a college called Seton Hill University.
Seton Hill.
Yeah, is that down there by you?
I do not know where that school is at. I really don't. When I first saw it, I thought it was Seton Hall, but yeah. Seton Hall doesn't even have a football team,
right? I don't know if they do or not. But I said the same thing. But I guess that's a step up. I don't know if it's Division II. I don't know much about the university, but I did want to say congratulations and shout out not only to Christine for a great job done in schoolwork, but also to Isaac Collins, your nephew. And just as another note, I don't know if you're aware of this. Widener went and played in the playoffs, and they played against this little team out in, I guess they're in Ohio, named Mount Union.
Mount Union.
Yes. Yep. Mount Union hung a 70 on Widener. I think they beat him.
Which my great nephew is on.
And not only is he on that team, and what's his name?
His name is Junior Collins, Jasper Collins.
That's right. And he's a wide receiver for Mount Union, and I think he scored like 2 touchdowns at 10 catches. And I have a feeling your nephew was watching your cousin running down the sideline with the football, scoring touchdowns against him. So the Collins family had a pretty good day that day.
The other thing, too, with Junior is he got invited to the East-West Shrine game. So, yeah, he has a chance to make some noise. They're thinking about maybe a free agent or even as well as maybe 6th or 7th round draft pick. So. Good. You know, he looks really good. He's working real hard, and hopefully he'll get that opportunity.
That sounds good. That would be great. Any other Collinses we need to know about?
I don't think so. Not yet. I got some grandkids coming up, and that'll be a few years from now.
So, we were talking earlier about plans for the holidays. Are you going anywhere?
No, not going anywhere. Going home, man. I've been on the road. I'm on the road right now, and so I'm just can't wait to get back home. You know, the book is just taking off really good, and so traveling a lot and doing a lot of speaking. So I'm going to be home for Christmas with my family. I'm going to bake a nice big old ham, and we're going to sit down and open up presents. I'm going to be Santa Claus for
very
a day.
Nice. Very nice. Staying with the college football theme here. East Carolina, they're in action, I guess, on Saturday, correct?
Yes, sir. East Carolina in a bowl game, baby, down in New Orleans.
Well, normally, if this was a big time national,
Cajuns.
If this was a big time national radio show, I may not even mention that. But the fact that half of our listeners probably come from East Carolina, I figured I better put it out there. It's on Saturday. At what time?
Don't bug him anyway.
Yeah. What time is it play? It was the game on Saturday.
6:00 on Saturday against the Raging Cajuns. Raging Cajuns got a great offense, man. They score a lot of points. Should be a high scoring game. Of course, I think East Carolina can pull it off. Shout out to my teammate, ex-teammate Ruffin McNeil, head coach there. Just wishing them well. And I think they went 8-4 this season, man. So they did something respectable. We're in the Big East now. So, and you know, I'm not saying that the Big East is something to be thrilled about, because the Big East is pretty much now the U.S. Conference USA, because all the teams from Conference USA went to the Big East, and everybody from the Big East is leaving the Big East. So, but anyway, it's a good step up for ECU, and really excited for Ruffin McNeil and what's going on at ECU, baby.
Okay. Well, listen, we have a new feature that we're going to be trotting out here in the next segment, so stay tuned with us. A little bit of a contest for everybody who's listening. You have the advantage over everybody who is not listening because you're going to know about the contest and they're not. So this is your chance to win a nice little prize. So stay with us. When we come back, we're going to do a first week trivia contest. Okay? So stay with us.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
The job of a professional athlete is never complete. In Life After the Game, host Lamar Campbell will take an inside look at how athletes are making the transition from the professional athletics world to the professional business world. You'll understand the goals, motivations, and personalities that drive these players off the field and in their post-professional career. Tune in to Life After the Game with Lamar Campbell every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Listen to Sports Talk at the Positive Pub every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel. Keel Tyree talks to sports newsmakers, playmakers, and story breakers. You, the hardcore, interactive, and novice fan, can join the show via your phone calls and emails. Sample what's good, right, and positive about the world of sports every week. Begin your week in a positive way with Sports Talk from the Positive Pub. Be here every Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins. If you have a question or comment about our program or about the Tony Collins Foundation, please send an email to tony.collins@allstarincagency.com. That's tony.collins@allstarincagency.com. Now, back to the show.
Do you hear that music in your sleep sometimes, Tony?
I don't hear it.
No, the music, our theme music, you don't hear that?
Not in my sleep, I don't.
I'm starting to. I'm actually starting to like it. I wanted to switch up.
And you didn't like it in the beginning.
Well, you know, now I just kind of dance it during the break. I'm dancing during the break. Yep. Well, everybody out there, if you heard the dude who was given the voiceover there, he gave out a very important email address. It's tony.collins@allstarincagency.com. I'll say it one more time. Ready? tony.collins@allstarincagency.com. Now, not only do you need that email address to send in any comments or questions, or you want to say a birthday shout out to somebody, we'll even do that. But you also need that email address to be able to win a special prize. We're going to give out a autographed copy of Tony's new book. What's it called?
Broken Road.
Okay, Broken Road. All right.
And my message to a message. That's it.
And you'll also get an autographed photo, a color 8x10 photo of Tony Collins if you are the winner of this week's contest. Okay, so we have three questions. And they are somewhat show related. So you have to listen to the show to be able to get these questions right. Or you probably could just be a friend of the Facebook page and you could probably find the answer somewhere on some of the posts that we do there. So here's what we're going to do. You send the correct answers to that email address. What is it again, Tony? Do you know it?
Tony Collins.
That's Tony.Collins. I don't know why we made it difficult, but we did. It should be Tony Collins, but it's Tony.Collins. Somebody out there is making things tough. Tony.Collins@allstarincagency.com. Send the three answers. If they're all correct, you'll get entered into the big bowl of people who got it correct. And what we'll do is we will draw a name on next week's show, and announce who the winner was from this week's contest. And you will get, Tony, what does the winner get?
Autographed copy of my book.
And an autographed photo.
Autographed photo.
See, I need sound effects so that I can put like a can I get sound effects on this show or what? I need like a ding. I need a ding for a correct answer and a buzzer for either a bad point or a bad answer. Okay, here we go. Question number one has to do with a guest from 2 weeks ago's show. Who was that? That was Big Earl. Big Earl Campbell. Mm-hmm. What was the last NFL team that Earl Campbell played for before he retired? Okay. What was the last NFL team that Earl Campbell played for? That was question number one. Question number two has to do with one of our guests from last week's show. And Tony, you listened, so you should be able to answer this, but I don't want you blurting out, okay? Don't say anything out loud.
I won't blurt out.
Okay. And also, I don't want anybody posting this stuff on the page because then you'll be giving it away and then you'll have to go against like 7,000 people who will all enter the, all right, here we go. Question number two. Carl Henderson owns a business called Carl's Cards and Collectibles. He was one of our guests last week. Mm-hmm. What is their website address? Not only did we say it on the show, but we also posted it on the Facebook page. So what is Carl Henderson's business website address? That's question number two. Question number three. The other guest we had last week was a guy named Kevin O'Hanlon. Kevin O'Hanlon is a defensive coordinator for
what team?
What team? That's right. And again, if you listen to the show, I'm sure you'll get it. If you watch our Facebook page for news and updates, I'm sure you'll get that information there as well. So we're sending that to tony.collins@allstarincagency.com. And if that's too hard to do, you can send it to me at allstarinc@aol.com. That's fine. Nice and easy. Just like that. No dots.
No dots.
No dots. All right. So that's our trivia question. What do you think about that little segment there, Tony?
I like that. I like that. We should do that. We should try to give away stuff every week, man. I got $2 I need to give away. No, I'm just kidding. We should try to do that every week. That'll be great.
Throw some other stuff in. Don't worry, it's not always going to be Tony Collins crap. It's going to be other stuff too. You know, we'll throw like a Gale Sayers photo in there, and people be like, oh man, I won the week.
Can I enter that?
No relatives are allowed to enter. No.
Oh, okay.
All right. So let's see. What do you want to talk about now? How about some NBA talk?
The Lakers. The Lakers are winning.
About NBA in forever.
The Lakers are winning.
They're winning again. Finally, yeah. They had a little bit of a rough start, huh?
Yeah. They. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. You know, it's. You got chemistry. You got great players on that team, and you know, just like you go back and you think about the Miami Heat when they first put LeBron and D Wade and those guys together. It took them a little time to even though they made it to the finals the first year, they're playing a lot better together, and they got the harmony going. So I think it's the same thing with the Lakers. They got great players you just got to learn how to play together with great players, and so that's the thing they're going through right now. I think they got a good coach. The coach is good. I know a lot of people wanted Phil Jackson to come back, and don't know the whole details of why that didn't happen. But I think the coach that they have is doing a good job, and they're winning games. So they when you win three in a row, you get a little confidence going, and so hopefully they'll keep winning.
That coach was not real popular in New York. I know, Walt Frazier's one of our guys. I don't think he was a huge fan of Coach D'Antonio.
Right.
But, the one element that we haven't seen yet for the Lakers is Steve Nash hasn't played yet. I think once he hits the floor, you're going to see a completely different team. And they've won three in a row here without him still. But I hear him and I think Howard are both coming back either the next game or the game after that. And I'll tell you, once Steve Nash gets out there,
Howard is playing now, isn't he?
There was somebody else that was hurt for the Lakers.
Gasol, my bad.
So yeah, they're once they all get healthy and Steve Nash is running the show, I think you're going to see a much different team. And I think everybody in that Western Conference better get their wins now while they can, because all they got to do is really make the playoffs, and then it's just a matter of holding suit.
Knicks got a tough team.
Yeah, I'm still not buying it yet.
man.
I don't know. I need to see more. I'm not a Knicks fan because I live in Philly, and one of my best friends in the world, Jim Davis, he's a huge Knicks fan. And, I have another friend named Kyle. He's a big Knicks fan, and they're all over the Knicks, and everybody's happy because they're 18-6, and they should be. I mean, this is coming, to me, it's coming out of nowhere. I mean, Stoudemire's not even playing, right? I mean, I don't know much about the players that are on that team, but they seem to be meshing together very well.
They're playing very well. I mean, Kid is playing good ball and making things happen. And, I think they're going to give the Heat a tough time this year coming out of the East. I mean, coming out of the East. I see them getting better when Stoudemire gets there, and I think they can work together and they got a lot of scorers on that team. So, and then when Stoudemire gets back, it's just going to be, I don't see a lot of teams beating them. And Brooklyn, I think Brooklyn, they're playing well. They're playing good ball too. So both of those teams coming out of New York, playing really good ball down there, man. So it's an exciting time for the New York. You always think about Brooklyn, where we used to be the New Jersey Nets. You never think about New Jersey Nets doing anything, and now they have a chance to do something this year.
Well, and the cool thing is that when New Jersey was in New Jersey, it didn't matter to anybody when the Knicks played the Nets. It wasn't that big a deal. The Nets always looked at it as being a big game. The Knicks just didn't really care. It just seems that all of a sudden, now that the Nets are in Brooklyn, all of a sudden it's like a cross-town rivalry type of thing. And the games that they've had so far have been real battles, and it's been a lot of fun. I think it's really taking one franchise just by making that one move to Brooklyn into that brand-new facility, and all of a sudden you've really kind of re-energized that entire franchise.
Right.
So, yeah. And there's other teams in the East that are playing very well right now. Atlanta, they're 15-7. They're right there with the Knicks and Miami. You've got a bunch of young teams coming up. Philly's struggling lately. They've lost four in a row, but they're still right there in the playoff hunt. And then, Milwaukee's kind of scrappy. Chicago's still waiting to get what's his name back?
what's
Rose,
his name?
Rose. So, they're all going to be in the mix. I don't think the Knicks are as good as they've played so far. I got to give them props for what they've done.
They're winning, man. What are you talking about? They're winning games.
They're winning games. How often
games.
Am I wrong? How often am I wrong? Every once in a while.
They're winning games. How can you say you? I mean, I don't know. But you know what? Another thing I love about Christmas is they have great basketball on Christmas Day, and you got the Heat playing against the Thunder on Christmas Day. The championship game from last series from last year. So, looking forward to see that too, man. Because you got LeBron going against my boy. I can't think of his name now. I'm getting like you. What's his name? What's the kid name from the Thunder?
Oh, from Durant.
Yeah, Kevin Durant. That's just a great matchup with those two teams. So that's another great matchup to watch for Christmas break. I think aren't the Lakers playing on Christmas too?
Is it the Lakers?
I think the Lakers are playing.
I think that there's basketball all day.
I think there's two or three games at least. I know for a fact.
Yeah.
So
it should be interesting. Hey, before we go to another break, I just want to remind everybody that not only do we have all of our Facebook pages that we need you to go like. Okay, we need you to go like the Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony. We need you to go like the All Star Inc. Facebook page. But we've also just started this new Sports Talk community on Google+. And I knew nothing about Google+. Corinne, our executive producer, was the one who introduced it to me. But it's really cool. You go on there and it's like a message board where you can either comment on somebody else's post about a sports topic, or you can create your own sports topic and kind of go back and forth it's a lot of fun to hear everybody else's opinion and try to state your case. And like I said, you go to Google+, it's free to sign up. You get your own little user ID and stuff. And then when you go to the communities page, look for Sports Talk. And that's one that All Star Inc. has started. And you can join that. I think we had like 500 people join in the first 5 days. So
that's great. That's great.
Yeah. And, and we're hoping that a lot of those people are coming to listen to our show. A lot of times we do the promotion on that page, you know, when we're coming on here, and maybe some of those people are listening today. Wouldn't that be cool?
We hope so. We hope they are listening.
So when we come back, we will have on the air, Mama Jill.
Mama Jill is back!
She's back. She got 2 more weeks of the regular season. We'll have to figure out what we're doing during the playoffs. We may have to change it up somehow. But anyway, we're going to take a break, Tony. You can talk to Mama Jill in a second, all right? We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Fantasy sports is where the action really is. Over 40 million people play fantasy sports, but rarely do they get to quiz the experts. Fantasy Insights is the name and the game. Tune in every week as Dish Adams and his guests clue you in on the fantasy football game, what's happening on and off the field, and how it will affect your fantasy team. These experts aren't just beat writers assigned to fantasy football. They live and breathe the game. Tune in to Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Okay, sports fans, here's your opportunity to discuss football, America's favorite sport. On an annual basis, millions of people attend, watch, and listen to football, both pro and college. Ray Ellis Sports, an internet talk radio show, was developed with the fan in mind. Join host former Philadelphia Eagles and Cleveland Browns strong safety, Ray Ellis, on Voice America Sports every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific for exciting, interactive football discussions from the fan's perspective. Tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific to Ray Ellis Sports right here on the Voice America Network. And let's talk football.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
This is Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins. If you have a question or comment about our program or about the Tony Collins Foundation, please send an email to tony.collins@allstarincagency.com. That's Tony Collins at allstarincagency.com. Now, back to the show.
Back to the show is right. We are back, and we are now going to turn to the Voice America hotline, where we have none other than Mama Jill. Coming back from America.
Hey, Mama Jill.
Hello, darling. Glad to have you back.
It's good to be back, Mama Jill. I'm glad to be back.
We had a really good show last week, though, Tone.
I heard the show was, and I heard it, and it was a real good show.
Speaking from the opinion of the old lady, this is information that I think that is not readily available, nor is it discussed, and there was a lot of knowledge put out last week, so good. It was good.
Fantastic. Yeah. So what we got, Bill?
Last week I stepped in and chose games for you with an attempt to try to lose them both, and it didn't work. I split. I gave you Chicago, which did lose. And I gave you Cincinnati, which I was hoping the Eagles would come back and beat, and they didn't. So you were 1-1 last week, Tony,
even though
you weren't here. And Mom was 1-1 as well. Okay. So no blood going forward here. So I think the lead was still like 5 or 6 games. I'll have to research that. But
I'm pulling for you, Mama Jill.
Well, thank you. If I get 2 this week and with the bonus, boy, we'll be coming down there nip and tuck.
You know, that's what you got to do. You got to make a comeback, Mama Jill.
That's right. I mean, I just think that, you know, the Collins family's taken over the football nation, so I got to, you know, get in there and do something.
Right. They have good agents, though. So that's
yeah.
All right. So I have sent you to four different games to choose from, as we always do. And we'll let ladies go first. And so Mama Jill, go right ahead and make your first selection.
On the Seattle-San Francisco game, I'm going to make it easy and go with San Francisco.
Okay. All right, Mama Jill.
All right, Tony, yeah. That means you get two picks now.
I'm going to take Baltimore over the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid of the Atlanta game because Atlanta doesn't need to win, but I think they're gonna beat Detroit. So I'm going to take Atlanta over Detroit.
Mm-hmm. I would have taken Baltimore myself there.
Leaves for me Dallas and New Orleans.
No, I'm saying I would have taken that with the first pick if I was hurt.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so Dallas against New Orleans.
Wow. I'm going to go with New Orleans.
Okay.
That means
Dallas is going to be out of the playoffs.
I know. But, you know, I don't know. I watched the whole game last week with Romo. I don't know. Well, we'll see.
So we're hearing that that Las Vegas has got 40-degree temperatures right now? Because
we
have like 55.
And yesterday we had rain and snow along the valley. And, of course, a lot up in the mountains, the ski people are like jumping up and down beside themselves. So, yeah, it's cold.
So
and you know
warmer,
what? Before
you Philly, then,
end this segment and go whizzing off into the inspirational world of Tony Collins, I just want to take the opportunity and to thank everybody in Voice America Land and wish everybody a happy, happy holiday.
Oh, thanks, Mama Jill.
Yeah.
Same to you.
Thank you.
All right, Mom. Well, we'll check in with you next week, day after Christmas, and see how games
worked
out.
That'll be fun.
And that'll be your last chance for the regular season. So,
thanks you can make for reminding me. Okay.
Make a run here.
Safe trip, Tony.
Good luck, right. Mama Jill.
Bye.
See you later.
All right, Tony,
we're going to hand it over to you. Go for it.
I'm ready. Okay. One thing I just want to say is we have to be thankful for what we have and where we are in life. You think about this last month, kid out in Kansas City, linebacker, Belcher, and then the tragedy that happened in Dallas. Another person is gone. And then last Friday, you have the tragedy that happened in Newtown, Connecticut, and, you never know when things are going to happen the way they happen. You don't understand sometimes why things happen the way they happen. And so I sit back and I look at my family, and I'm so thankful that my family's healthy. And I sit back and I look about how some other people are going through so many different heartaches and heart troubles that are happening to them. One thing I truly believe is that God doesn't give us things. He gives us opportunities, and also that God won't put anything on us that we can't handle. And so to all the families that are going through in Newtown, Connecticut, and just want you guys to understand that, you know, God is still in the miracle working business. And we're just praying for you all that you guys can get through this tough time in your lives, and knowing that if you're going through something in life, you can handle it. And I know sometimes it's tougher, and it may seem tougher than anything that could happen to you, but you can handle it. And so I'm just, again, just, our hearts go out to all those people in Newtown and the tragedy that's going on in them. So be thankful for what you have and where you are in life, and God can give you more. That's it.
Since we have a couple minutes, I'd like to tack on a little bit there. You know, last week when I was here solo, I had a chance to do my little thing at the end, and I talked about family. And this was on Wednesday, and then that whole thing came down, and it just really makes you think that no matter how bad things may seem to be, mm-hmm. you know, it can always be much, much worse. And there are other people right now who are hurting so badly that, you know, I think about, you know, looking at my children and my grandchild and, you know, how, as you said, how thankful I am to even be in the position I am. And I don't look at myself as being in the greatest position ever, but compared to what those people must be going through, it's absolute, you know, to say it's even hell is an understatement. And, you know, I agree with you. And this is not going to be a Christmas to remember for them. And, it's only going to magnify the whole situation up there. So I agree with Tony. And, you know, I actually was struggling as to whether how or not we should even talk about it, because I feel sometimes like if we glorify and publicize an event like that, all we're doing is we're feeding the person who, you know, committed the heinous crime. But I do believe that, you know, it's important to let those people know that, you know, everybody's thinking about them, and that, you know, we feel for you badly. I mean, especially if you've got kids that have been that age at one point or another, you know, you just gotta, you know, really, really, cry out for them. And,
Absolutely.
Sometimes I wonder what the heck is going on out there. And, you know, I heard a great remark, though. I did hear that, you know, if you let fear run your life, then you're really not living. And so,
that's it.
You know, everybody's got to keep moving on and try to, persevere.
That's it. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
Well, we won't see you guys until after Christmas. So both Tony and I would like to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
Happy New Year.
And, as I said, you know,
Happy Hanukkah.
Yep. And as I said, next Wednesday, maybe Tony and I'll break out the carols and we'll do some singing. What do you think, Tom?
That sounds good to me, man.
If D can pipe something in for us, I think we can do it. You know, if I got lyrics.
You can have some Christmas music and all kinds of stuff, huh?
There you go. Sounds good. Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Merry Christmas to you all. And hopefully we will have you back here again next Wednesday. Thanks for joining us.
God bless.
Thanks again for joining us this week. Tune in to Sports Talk with Touchdown Tony Collins every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Have an encouraging week. Tony and Bill will be back next week for more.